first.
It will eventually. First. It will, but it'll be
no,
very
no, I
much.
Get it now. I totally. First. I get it.
Hi, welcome to Improve Your Voice. My name is Darren McStay. Today, we're going to do some of this. Why are we going to do some of that? Well, because it might be a nice way of finding out and discovering how we shape our S sounds. Now, we don't always say the S sound just when we're pronouncing words with S in them. Sometimes there's other words with CE, for example, or the end of a word that ends in T. So some people pronounce like that. See, there's a T and then a sort of slight S at the end, that. That's there. Hiss is a good one. But the reason we're approaching this today is because I noticed a friend of mine on his recording had a very, very sharp S. And it reminded me that when I was back at acting school years ago and I was studying voiceover, a certain voice coach at the time told me that I had a sharp S, and I think it came from my own accent, which is originally from East London, Essex, and so it was a bit more sharper like that. You see how it's just like the pitch of it is higher. And so I discovered that a friend of mine, he's actually from Manchester, not from Essex, has a similar high-pitched sound. And I discovered this because I was on his podcast recently and I was listening back to him hosting it, introducing it, and I thought my wife brought it to my attention, but I realised that it's quite irritating to listen to because it's so high and it makes you want to take your headphones off if you listen to it that way. And I thought it could be something to do with partly his EQ and the compression he's using on his microphone, maybe even how he's directing air into the microphone, see like that. So I thought I'd get him in. And so yesterday I invited him over to talk about it, and this video is going to be me working with him on that S sound in order to show you A, how I work with people, and B, how you might be able to, if you feel you have a sharp S, take control of it and maybe soften it and make it just a little bit more easy on the ear. All right, so enjoy the video. Thanks for watching. This is my good friend Tan Lay. And Tan's another Brit abroad. He also lives in Helsinki, the same as me. And I know Tan from being around the kind of the hub of entrepreneurs, which Helsinki has a great deal of. And Tan does podcasts, and he's also a marketer and a content creator. You know, doing YouTube as well, don't you?
A little bit.
What's your channel?
Walk and Talk Helsinki.
Walk and Talk Helsinki.
That's not even the name of the channel, but that's what you have to look for.
Well, he's had me on that channel a couple of times, and also on one of his podcasts quite recently. Now, the reason I got Tan in today is because this, when I was listening to the podcast, and we'll
You're
take
it. Slag off the work I've done.
No, not at all. But he's got hosts to help out, which is a good idea, I think, by the way, because it brings a different energy. And so Tan introduced the podcast, and then the host takes over, and then the interviewee process happens. Now, when I first met Tan, he shared a podcast he was doing at the time a couple of years ago, and I'd noticed that I didn't know if it was the recording or if it was something he was doing or the microphone technique, but there was a sound that was happening that was really kind of tinny and high pitched, and I couldn't quite work it out. And then I got to know Tan a little better, and I kind of let it go, I let it slide, and I forgot about it. Now, when he sent me this podcast that we did a couple of weeks ago, which I'll put the link in the description box below so you can check it out. Well, no, I didn't notice it because I've got used to your voice now, which is terrible because I should be the one noticing it, but I guess I'm more listening to your content now. And because I was on it, maybe I was just waiting to listen to me and the ego got in the way. But my wife listened to it.
Oh, my gosh.
And she goes, oh, Darren, you've got to tell Tan about his S sounds. Mm. And I said, oh, yeah, I forgot about that. And I listened back to it and remembered, oh, yeah, he does have that sharp S. And then when I listened to it a second time, I was like, whoa,
really?
That is really sharp.
Okay.
And the reason that I brought you in is because you're not the only person in the world that has that sound. And when you're recording your voice specifically, it can be really like high pitched in the ears and quite, you know, squeaky. And so I'm going to just quickly show you. Now, it could be something to do with the software that you're using or the, you know, EQ you're putting on your voice, but it's not just that because someone else would have the same issue otherwise. But I've got the introduction here to the podcast. Let's have a listen quick.
In this episode, Haiti speaks to Darren McStay. He's an entrepreneur, voice coach, singer, performer, and actor.
From singer. So there's this really really kind of sharp, and it's really high pitched, especially when it's been EQ'd that way. Maybe it's the compression that lifts it.
That I fix it in edit, or are you going to suggest I change the way I speak?
I think you wouldn't need to fix it in edit if you could change it in the way you speak. And as a voice coach, Tan, I brought you
in
here
because... You're not going to teach me audio editing.
No, but I think that everyone like watching this is watching this because maybe they've been told they've got a sharp S.
Interesting.
Or that they might feel they have one, or that they're podcasters or YouTubers who might have heard something about their voice and not too sure, so maybe you're checking it out for whatever reason.
All right.
But I'm using Tan because he's a good sport, and I knew he wouldn't mind me picking him apart. But it's not going to be so bad, Tan. It's going to be easy. Right, okay, so these ones we're looking at, that's obviously, and that Z, which is the same as S, but it's just you're adding your vocal folds in, it's the same sound. This one, T, and Sh. Actually, maybe that one's not so important. So we're going to look at the T, the S, and the Z.
Mm-hmm.
Or rather, T, S, and Z. And to do that, what we want to do is imagine that we're a beatboxer. So I'm going to teach Tan how to beatbox now. This is how it's going to work. If we start with the sound T, T, it's like the T sound. T, T. So look at that, first go! Hey, have you done
it before?
From
Manchester.
It's from Manchester. So,
fricatives.
It sounds actually very good in person, actually. It doesn't sound so high pitched. But let's see if we can play with it anyway.
Okay.
What I want you to do is stick your tongue out, get your finger, touch the tip of it, point the tongue if you can. Right at the tip. Now, imagine, keep that place in mind that you've just touched.
Mm-hmm.
Keep the feeling there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, take that tip on the tip of your teeth. Now, bring it back, gently, slowly, onto your gum. Now, just behind your top teeth, there's a little ridge, a little bump.
Mm-hmm.
You feel that?
Mm-hmm.
It's in the hard palate. It's called the alveolar ridge, or the gum ridge.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what we're going to do, we're going to make that same sound, but move the tongue between the position of where it is, naturally for you, which is touching the teeth, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, so we're going to bring it back in a line so it's directly underneath that gum ridge. So I'll give you an example. So what we're doing, we're just changing the filter on our drum machine.
Okay. Try. So that's an exercise I can do.
Just try it now. Just try it, yeah. So now you've got a ch. Try and keep that so the flow of air going over the top and not round the side of your tongue as well. Yeah, it's difficult, yeah.
Yeah.
You have to put more effort into letting the air go over the top of your tongue, yeah.
Yeah.
So try again. Yeah, yeah, you can definitely hear that filter turning down now. It's good. So what we're going to do next, now, just because we want to play, we're an experiment, it's always really good to try different things, even if you don't need them, because that variety will work differently for everyone, you know, for everyone. Some people will need to change the way they do that. Another way we can do it, so we're going to go back to the way you were doing it before.
Okay.
With the tongue right against your teeth. But now we're going to change the shape of your lips.
Okay.
All right? So it's going to go like this. So So I'm not changing anything but the lips.
Okay.
Try that.
Oh, gosh. All right.
Can you hear the difference?
No, but I probably will when I watch
it back. Can you feel anything different? How does it feel to do that? Okay, right. If you consider the flow of air, where it's going to, what's basically happening is, can you hear it when I do it?
Yeah, it's making me groove, so
I'm over-exaggerating it, of course, but it's always better to go further and you can rail it back in afterwards. Mm. But what I'm going to ask you to do now is to do the two things at the same time, is to bring your tongue back just a little bit, not quite as far as you did before, because that was going into a sh sound, but somewhere just behind the teeth, and also just use your lips like a trumpet, just to shape the sound as it comes out. So you're having the... What you're doing, you're reshaping the sound going into your teeth and you're reshaping the sound coming out of your teeth. So if it goes like this... I've got a whole different sound. So just try that. Okay. So, right, brilliant. That's great. So it's a sh now, though, isn't it? It's a different sound. It's not an S. So
what we practicing it.
What we can, well, what we can do now is just use the jaw a little bit more and actually do something different with the teeth. Okay. And again, it's only for play. It doesn't necessarily mean it's going to work. And we're doing all these exercises to get to the final, you know, eventually to see what's right with you.
Okay. See what's wrong with me.
Well, no, it's good. There's nothing wrong. It's just a very high pitched noise. On the microphone, and so we're just going to address it, and it's going to be such a small change at the end.
Okay.
So don't worry. Now what we're going to do is just do the same thing, do it as you regularly do it, and just slightly open your teeth. Put some energy into it as well. Take another breath. Open your teeth. Yeah, so it becomes a...
Yeah.
Right, so what... It's such a small thing we want to do, right? Okay. We want to kind of bring the tongue back just a tiny bit. And we want to open the teeth just a little bit. And we want to shape the lips just a little bit. So we've gone a bit too far with all of them. So what we're hoping to do is go from a... So we're just softening it.
Mm.
So if you just make a hiss, try that. Now try those three things, just very subtly. So, just with that in mind. Yeah, I mean, now it's fine. Because that's just planted some just different physicality about your own instrument, right? About your tongue, your teeth and your lips. And those things are articulators, and they change the way you make sounds. We don't want to make a sh sound instead of we want to find just to take the edge off the tss. And the best way to do that is by having something to say.
Yes.
So I've got a little tongue twister for our tan, and maybe a little drink of water. Must be hydrated.
So you want me to read from here?
Yeah, let's read this one.
Amid the mists and coldest frosts. Wow. Yeah.
Can you hear that?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
But how else do you say it without doing...
Well, you do make that sound.
You just have to skip it.
But now, do that first line again. Just actually, amid the mists and coldest frosts.
Amid the mists and coldest frosts.
Frosts.
You have to say it, it's right there.
Frosts. Shorten the frosts, actually. You're hanging on to that. Frosts, you're enjoying it too much. It becomes a little camp when you do that as well, interestingly. So amid the mists and coldest frosts.
No way. I bet I could do it.
Okay,
on camp.
But just remember what we did. Just bring the tongue back just a little bit. Just soften it somewhere in between the alveolar ridge and the teeth where they are. Just pull it off the teeth.
Amid the mists and the coldest frosts.
It's better. But you can still hear it's hitting that peak because it's a natural tendency for you to do that. It's your habitual way of saying it.
Yeah.
So it's going to take a bit of effort.
But you there's two S's.
Yeah, amid the mists and coldest frosts.
Right, you're doing it, aren't you?
It's an S sound, but it's not so high-pitched. Frosts. And that's what we're...
Can I hear it again?
Yeah, amid the mists and coldest frosts. Don't try to copy me. You need to find it for yourself.
Why not?
Because then you're trying to recreate something that only happens because of my instrument.
Okay.
That's not you being you. We want you to be you. We're just softening the S. That's it. Because it's quite sharp.
Amid the mists and coldest frosts.
Yeah.
Amid the mists and coldest frosts.
Let's start with it from the end, actually. Frosts. You're holding on to it. Frosts.
Frost.
Stop it quicker.
Stop it.
Yeah, just frost.
Just stop.
Frosts.
Frosts.
And how to stop it is to pull your tongue away. Frost.
Frosts.
Say frost.
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 Okay, now open your mouth a little bit. Frost.
Frost.
Okay. Frost. Pull your tongue back even more. Frost.
Frost.
Oof.
You know what? Now I feel like I do feel like a kind of... a petit Brit.
Frost. Well, Frost. But it's, you'll get Frost. Back to your, you know, wow, we're not trying to change your accent. Right. We're just trying to, that one little Frost.
Darling, it's frosty.
There's a lot more you'd have to do to do now. That, though.
I get closer to that.
Okay. Amid the mist.
Amid the mist and the coldest frosts. If you change your accent, it helps.
Frost. Well, it does, Frost. Because it's in the accent. Frost. It's in the accent.
Frost. Frost.
Frosts. But say it as you, but just take the tongue back.
I'm trying. Frosts. Saying it as me. Frosts.
Yeah. But now pull the tongue back a little and say it as you.
Frost.
Frosts.
Frosts.
Yeah. So you can have this.
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to need a little bit of practice, but that's really what it is. Appreciate you bringing this to me.
But remember, there's three things you can do. Is you can bring the tongue back a little bit, you can open the mouth a little bit, and you can shape the lips.
I genuinely Frosts. Learned something here.
Frosts.
Frosts.
Now use the lips a little bit more as well.
Frosts. I'm just practicing.
Frost.
Yeah.
Much money, pretty. Oh, now you can do another.
It's frosty outside.
Yeah.
Frost.
Frosts. Yeah. I want to hear you say that line.
God damn, this is just the first line.
Yeah.
Amid the mists and coldest frosts.
Yeah. So shortening
it. Try to stop.
Yeah, it makes it less obvious when you shorten it too, because
amid the mists and the coldest frosts.
Right. Yeah.
Frosts.
Yeah.
You have to say you can't
frosts.
Cheat.
Frost.
It's like...
Frost. Where is your tongue? Frosts.
Frosts.
Take it back a little bit.
Yeah. Frosts.
Back a bit more?
Okay.
So it doesn't touch it. I don't want it to touch your teeth.
Frosts. Oh, don't touch the teeth.
Don't touch the teeth. That's what I mean by taking
it back. Alright, you need to challenge the viewers to do
remember that tip of the tongue?
Try to say frosts without touching frosts. The front teeth.
Frosts. Frosts.
Frosts.
It will eventually. Frost. It will, but it'd be
no,
very
No,
light.
I get it now. I totally... Frost. I get it. Frost. So it's trying to say frosts
amid.
Without touching you.
Amid?
Amid?
The mists.
The mists.
Oh, great. And the coldest.
And the coldest.
Frosts. it's microphone frost. Technique though as well.
Love
this
it.
Because
Love
what
it.
Happens
Love
if what happens if all the, every time you send air out in a certain way towards the microphone,
get
it gets quite sharp or it's quite plosive.
I get it.
So all we're doing is another way to do this, actually.
You've just got a live change of behaviour here. You've just hit me right on camera.
But now you need to practice it.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
Because none Frost. Of this matters Frost. If you don't take it away and work on it. Everything
Frost.
Takes a bit of time.
Frost.
How old are you, Tan?
I love it. 29.
It's 29, so...
I'm 45.
45, great. It's looking good. It's looking good. But like 45 years of habitual speaking... the way he speaks
Frost.
Is not easy to overcome or change.
Frost.
So it takes a little bit of effort and a bit of practice. But if you're mindful of it, now I've made you conscious of it,
yes.
You might start, when you listen to your recordings,
oh,
you
gosh.
Might want to make it less sharper.
Okay.
And it will make it easier to listen to, for the you know, especially on the headphones. And with the compression that you're using, you might also want to look at how you're doing that because I think it accentuates your S sound as well. But we can get into that another day. But that's something we can do. We've looked at the way that you can use your tongue and we can take the tongue back from the teeth, off the teeth, shorten the S sounds. We can even open our mouth some more and use our lips to shape to shape the sound as it comes out to round it off and make it softer. False. That's one way you can make a sharp S softer. And I'd like to say thanks once more to Tan for joining
me
and being my guinea pig on this journey.
Can we tell people where to go and listen to my S's?
We can.
My improved S's will be at metamanchester.com. It's a podcast about Mancunian. So people who are interested in speaking and improving their voice, they might want to hear Mancunians around the world speaking with me and my improved S's.
In case you didn't know, a Mancunian is a person from Manchester. Right, so I'm going to leave a link to that, to his podcast, in the description box below. And thank you very much, Sam. Well, so how was that? Was there anything in there that you found useful that you think you could use and take away? I like the beatboxing. I think that's a really interesting way of discovering how you can create different sounds and what's going on. You know, remember, moving your tongue into different places, trying that. Opening your jaw and moving that into different areas. Also, your lips shaping those different ways can all offer not just changes in the way you pronounce or articulate S sounds, but other sounds as well. And if you are someone who has any issue or anything that just seems to stand out, these are three things that you could play with explore the dynamics of in order to maybe better understand your own voice or how you could change it to something that suits what you'd prefer to sound like if you're not currently happy with what you have or if you have a little issue that might be like a sharp S. Thank you so much for watching. My name is Darren McStay. This is Improve Your Voice. If you have any questions or queries you want answered or even recommendations for future videos, then please just leave a comment in the comments below. You can also sign up to my newsletter on my website. There'll be a button there which you can press and put your name down and get more information about these things. But also there's information on my online courses, which are, you know, incredibly more in-depth than the stuff that's on this channel. This channel has everything you need, really, if you're patient enough to go through it. But the course actually just takes you from one place to a definite kind of goal and helps guide you on that goal and helps you find your own way of working. And that's what's important. So you can't always be told what to do, and not everything works for everyone. So it's about finding what works best for you. And this is what I hope my courses can give you enough of to provide you with what works for you so you can go off into the future and improve your voice in your own time, in your own way, the way that suits you best. And right, that's it, that's me. Thank you so much for watching. This is Improve Your Voice. My name is Darren McStay. And until the next time, look after your voice.
Boom.
Boom!
Man, I really enjoyed that. You really helped me.